The dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. The dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Well, stupid David is gone again, but this time he was exposed. It's not his fault. You know, we actually missed a week or two of podcasting because I was sick, not COVID.
What'd you have?
I had the motherfucking flu. Well, first of all, before we
old
get into
school,
it's throwback shit. before we get into that, yo, today filling in for David So, my guy Patrick Cloud, if you ain't know, hilarious man, all deaf digital. And I like, and he has like mad podcasts too, his own shit. He does like nature shows now.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that too, because just I think that's lit for you.
Yes.
I know just from, like, I was scrolling through my Instagram feed and I was like, who should I come? Should I bring on? Who should I come on
the podcast?
Who should I come on at 11 a.m.? I was like, who would make sense to bring on? And I see you be posting about food and shit.
Love it.
Love it.
Love
Some
it.
People just don't like food.
You know, I actually met a few of those people in my life.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just like, when you hear that, you're just like, I don't know how, are we going to like keep hanging out? Like,
yeah.
It's so weird. It's just like, some people are just not into it. They just kind of eat for the energy. Which
exactly.
Is like, who does that?
Specifically, a fellow locked up friend of mine, not in jail, but locks in his hair.
That's, I thought locked up first, not in jail.
Yeah. Just in case people aren't seeing you. Emmanuel from Wildin' Out, like first couple years, he would be like, he was talking about like the hype around Chipotle.
Yeah.
And he would always be like, it just tastes like food. It's just, I don't get the hype. It just tastes like food. I'm like, what do you mean?
But it does.
But yeah, but it's great. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. Just sidebar, I totally missed the wave on Chipotle because I went and had tacos there, which is like, I don't know anybody who gets Chipotle
tacos.
You're
supposed to get the burrito, yeah.
I got the tacos and I was like, what is the big deal? And for like 2 years, I didn't get it. And then I had a burrito bowl and I was like,
oh, you skipped the burrito. You went straight to the burrito bowl.
Oh, I went burrito and burrito bowl.
Okay.
I was a slut with it.
Yeah, okay. I have never had a taco from Chipotle.
Don't.
It's, I don't know. Yeah, who told you to do that?
I mean, it was like, you know, it was a Mexican restaurant. I went in. I was like, tacos, right?
And you're from California, though.
L.A., yep.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like, so why would you even go there for your tacos? You got so many taco options out here.
You know, that would be a whole segment in itself. The fact, like, I was one of those people who was brought up on the black taco.
Oh, okay.
So I learned that tacos didn't have lettuce as a grown man.
and like shredded cheese.
Sour cream. Every black person has the same experience at their first taco truck. And it's like, where's the
rest? Why is it so small?
What?
Yes.
Okay. And where's the rest?
So I'm not black.
How many times have you said that on this show?
I haven't said on this show, but I've said on multiple other shows. I like this. So, to clarify, I'm not black. But I had a similar experience where, you know, growing up, my tacos were either cafeteria tacos or...
What is that?
You know what I'm saying? Like the hard shell tacos that you would get from the store, and then cafeteria, just like ground beef and lettuce and tomato and whatever.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, okay.
And then me and my family started going to this Mexican restaurant, which was more catered towards like white people. So they're big ass tacos, right?
Right. The white Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, you know, like what would people think of outside of the, unless you really know about the taco trucks, right?
Right.
And then when I moved to Paramount, California, which is majority Mexican.
Really?
Yeah, so Paramount is where I went to high school, lived there since I was like probably 10.
Okay.
It's like 80% Mexican. My high school was majority Mexican. And I went to this little taco shop. It's one of my favorites, right by my family's Thai food restaurant. It was called Yiyo's Tacos. And that's when I first ordered like a taco platter. It was like four tacos. And of course you're like,
they're tiny.
These are tiny. What the fuck is this?
And you think it's like a great deal when you look at the menu, like four tacos.
Oh my God. I'm gonna have leftovers.
Right.
And then you open that foil and you're like, huh.
Mm-hmm.
But then you realize, oh,
Oh, this is...
It's all about the meat.
Yeah.
We had all the other stuff, and they're just like, no, they have amazingly seasoned beef or chicken or pork, and then they don't need that much. Yeah. Like, I was just like, well, you just put a pineapple on it? And then you're just like, whoa.
I know. And the fresh tortillas and all that. I mean... Do you ever fuck with the weirdest shit at the taco trucks? Like, I don't know, like the lengua?
I knew you were going to say that. Nah, I've never ventured. Never ventured. I always do pollo carne asada, and then when I'm feeling different, I'll do el pastor.
Okay. You got to fuck with chorizo, too, man. That's my shit.
That's pork, too, right?
It is pork. You do? You just said you do the el pastor, so.
Yeah, I mean, every now and then, because I try to avoid pork. It's not like a strict thing.
I got you.
But I don't know. I feel like it's about that time because, you know, I went to Alaska this summer.
Yeah.
And I talked to a hunter.
Okay, okay.
And this was the first time it was like foreign meats, which is besides the basic like four to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was broken down to me because I hate stuff that's described as gamey. And it seems like every other meat is like, it's very gamey, it's very chewy. And he basically said that those other meats are difficult to cook, and they're not supposed to be gamey. Every time you hear that, it's somebody who is cooking it improperly.
Oh, I see.
But there are certain things, like this guy was eating moose and stuff, and he said a lot of that stuff, if you cook it right, it's like fall off the bone.
Oh.
So I've only experienced like those other things in the worst ways, and I had like goat the first time. It was like chewy, and I kind of swore it off.
Word.
But I feel like if I go to the right places.
So what did you have in Alaska?
I had Thai food.
Man, I thought you was going to say fucking whale blubber.
let me. The food was not great out there. We tried so many different spots. Oh, we did have some fish and chips, and they use halibut for their fish instead of cod. So that was really, really good.
You know why they do that?
Why?
For the halibut.
Nice.
Thank you.
Was that a freestyle?
No, it's one of my OG faves.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, where's the script? That was great.
It's on the cue card right there.
For the halibut.
Okay, so.
Tuna. Cod.
So what did you eat anything that the fucking hunter was talking about?
I was trying to think of a pun. Nah.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, damn it.
I'm sorry. It's what I do.
I thought it's what I did. Nice. But yeah, I went to the one Thai restaurant out there, and it was run by this woman who was very Thai.
Okay.
She's very cool, very animated.
Yeah, that's our people, yeah.
But man, it was not good.
Well, that makes me sad.
It was.
But I'm sure depressing. All the like Alaskans are like, whoo, this is the best Thai food on the whole state.
Oh, we talked about it. it was probably fire, everybody. But it was just, it was like, it was the first time I've ever seen like white pad Thai. So it was very underseasoned. It was almost like that clear type of rice.
It didn't have that orange that it needed.
It needs the orange, the Lawry's orange, or that that pineapple curry yellow.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you go.
Would you like some tequila?
Yes, friend. You've been holding this very expensive looking bottle.
Yeah. It was okay. So for those of y'all who don't know. You know, I normally will get the Classy Azul, the Reposado, the one that everyone gets, the famous one, the white with the blue accents on it, right?
I had it the first time on
No Chaser.
On No Chaser, yeah.
So this right here, I was going to get a regular bottle of Classy Azul, and I came across...
You decided to ball out?
Yes, because I originally was going to get it to celebrate the Goody collaboration event. And okay. I was going to sip it with the homies.
Congrats.
Thank you. And I saw this there. And it was definitely a pricier bottle, but I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it, right?
It's got the ring, got the bell on top.
It does. Would you like to?
Please. Never gonna touch this bottle again.
Yeah.
Nice.
So this is the gold, Classy Azul gold, and it's nice.
Is it like a mezcal?
It's not a mezcal. It's okay. It's more of a it tastes similar to the regular Reposado, but it is a Shit, I probably should have remembered what I read on the box, but this is 100% pure agave. So
as opposed to,
I'm not sure, but it's premium. It's premium. is what it says. So cheers,
100%.
Cheers.
Thanks for coming on. Stuff.
I appreciate you, my guy.
That is good.
That is good.
That's better than the, what's the other thing called? The Azul?
It's all classy Azul. The Reposado is the regular one.
Yeah. That's the white and blue mm-hmm. one. Okay. That one's cool, but this is delicious.
I agree. I feel like it hits a little harder but it's still smooth, you know?
It's very smooth. I never really believe people when they say it's smooth. Cause like there's a, you know, I don't want to diss any liquors on here, but there's a lot of like famous people's liquors that you try it and you're just like,
yeah, smooth.
It tastes like a cough.
Yeah, yeah.
But I actually recently switched off of tequila for that very reason. I had to try this though.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been drinking rum recently.
Oh, okay. I like the rum vibe.
The rum drunk has been very different lately.
And I feel like that's on brand for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, people call me Jack Sparrow almost all the time. So I've never connected that. It's been about 2 months of rum, and I have never connected that. So thank you.
I'll always get a little rum punch when I'm having, like, if I find a Jamaican spot that, like, you know, that serves alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Do a little rum punch, because that's what they would always serve me in when I would go to, like, Jamaican restaurants.
Right.
But also, I used to know this Jamaican girl who brought me a bottle of, like, Jamaican rum, like, from the actual, and that shit hit, like, hard.
The punch?
No, not the rum punch. Just the straight up rum. Oh, yeah, I was okay. Oh, God.
It's that pirate juice.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You know who else, it's really crazy to say, but you know who else makes really good rum punch besides Jamaicans? Random white women.
Really?
If you go to like a crab shack or just like a random place that's like seafoody,
mm-hmm.
they will make the shit out of some rum punch.
Interesting.
And if you think about the whole like Bob Marley vibe thing too, it's like that makes sense because there's like hella white dispensaries that are like know more about Bob Marley than most black people.
I have such a story for you, my friend. sorry, I tightened it.
Let me keep it loose just in case that happens again.
I was, and if you've heard this story before, I apologize. You know how we do on this podcast. We repeat ourselves a million times.
That's fine.
But when I was still in college, I was in this art class, and there was this girl. She was like a stoner, you know what I'm saying, but super artsy, cool chick, skater girl. And it was Bob Marley's birthday, and it kind of randomly came up while we were at this table because we're doing like, you know, it's an art class, so we're in groups, right?
Okay.
This Asian girl, Cindy, I think her name was. She's like, you know what, guys? I just don't see the hype around Bob Marley. I don't get it. And so stoner girl, like you see her face.
Oh.
She's like, oh, okay, well then. And she reaches into her backpack.
Oh, shut up.
Pulls out the Life of Bob Marley book and was like, you should probably read this.
She had it?
White girl had the fucking, like, story of Bob Marley. Big-ass, thick-ass book in her bag and was like, you should read this. And I was like, oh, shit.
What do you think the chances are that she read that?
Or she just had it?
I think she was just part of her image.
Yeah, like fucking LeBron just had the book and reads the first two pages.
Yeah.
And LeBron with the tacos. Have you seen LeBron's Taco Tuesday posts?
I didn't see anything about tacos. I have been seeing the book thing.
Bro, LeBron, every once in a while, he'll post Taco Tuesday pictures.
Right.
And you know how you discussed your black people tacos,
absolutely,
which is pretty much the non-Mexican taco
if
experience.
If anyone's making black tacos, it's LeBron James.
As rich as this man is, dog, his Taco Tuesday tacos look like he went to fucking, you know, Rite Aid and got some tacos and was like,
let me guess,
it's Taco Tuesday.
Did he have the giant flour tacos?
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Giant flour tacos, Anio ground beef or turkey. There's going to be probably some three cheese Mexican sharp, shredded
the
cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
And sour cream. And if it has that Lari's colored drip.
Uh-huh.
If that Lari's colored grease drips
out
Lari's
there. Grease, I love that grease drip. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
I never called it drip. It sounded weird.
If it has that style.
If it has that Lari's grease drip, then it's a perfect black people taco. And they probably cook the tortillas right there on the stove with no pan.
Well, everybody does that.
Oh, that's an everything?
Okay. That's an everybody thing. Okay, like for sure. The first homie to put me onto that was a Mexican homie. Because he was over at the crib and we were like, I was warming up some tortillas for like little, make a little breakfast burrito. And I was getting a little pan ready and shit. He was like, no, just throw it on. Just poof, and threw it on. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to know your favorite food trucks in LA too.
Okay, yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like for the longest time it was what? Leo's had the.
I still go to Leo's.
Okay.
I still go to Leo's.
Because he expanded. It's like three trucks over there now.
Yeah.
It's barely a gas station.
Yeah. it's just a taco truck, and then maybe you can get some gas on the side.
And then there's that really sad taco truck across the street.
I feel so bad for that.
It's like, move. Yeah. What are y'all doing?
Like they like being punished.
there's like this taco truck that has no line all the time. But unless the only time they have a line is when the line is too big at Leo's.
Yes. Okay. Oh, so to clarify for not LA folk, there's a very poppin' food truck out here called Leo's Taco Truck, which is really good. They have really bomb carne asada fries as well.
Whoa, never had that.
Oh, you gotta go.
It felt weird to get something else besides tacos.
I know, but after you go get their tacos for so much, you kind of start looking at the rest of the menu, and they got these carne asada fries, fire. Mm-hmm. But then across the way, there's another food truck it's neon green. I don't even know what the name of it is, but it's always just there as well, a little taco truck. And mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, y'all just...
It's the stragglers.
I guess. Yeah. People are like, I don't feel like waiting for Leo's.
It's like those coffee shops that have the audacity to open near Starbucks, like that David versus Goliath thing. They're like, it'll work.
Yeah. I'm grassroots, man.
Oh, I hate that word.
Screw the establishment, man.
Grassroots. I know what type of person would say. I like her psalm.
Never mind. It's more of a smoothie place. I was gonna say wheatgrass roots.
Oh god, that's even worse. No, grassroots is weirdly still worse. All right. So besides Leo's, yeah.
Was I gonna say? Oh, okay. And then David put me on to a truck called Tacos Ibiria La Única. Yes. Which is a BDS. Oh, you know about
that? Which one? The Burbank one or the East LA one?
So check this out. They just opened up one in Culver City, too.
Really?
And it's like there's never a line there. So it's like it's lit.
Fire.
And they just started doing birria ramen too, dog.
Shut up.
It's popping.
Birria for me was like a DLC to the taco. Like within the last 3 years. Like I did not know about it until I think Netflix dropped something about it. And that was the first place I went to. And this was like peak COVID.
Oh, God.
And it was so dope because there was La Birria Unica? Uh-huh. I've never said it out loud.
Uh-huh. Unica. Yeah.
There was one in East LA, and it was like right in front of like a 99-cent store.
Yeah.
And there was a bartender who just lost his job.
Okay.
Who just put up a table. And he was like mixing these like Mexican tequila drinks. Next to the truck, because there was these lines that you were in there for 20 minutes. So he basically was serving the line, and he would give you like these pots to put your drink in that you can take home. I broke mine. I was so mad.
Wow.
And then I went back and asked about it. He was gone. And they're like, no, he got raided. Like the police got his ass out of there immediately.
They're like, he's been dead for 10 years.
It flashes back to me talking to nobody, like, oh, wow, a pot.
Like that crazy guy with the locks, man.
I never had the cup. Yeah, I broke it.
Yeah, it never existed.
Just like going crazy. That's funny. Yeah, I love beauty. I just found out about it, though.
It got so popping like the past, like, I don't want to say few years. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like you everything is beauty. I see beauty everywhere.
Like, some people don't even do it. Have you been seeing those like taco spots that'll be like beauty and you like order it and they don't even have the dip?
Really?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
That's happened like a couple times. I think they think that like it's like how they make the meat.
Oh.
Right. But I need the dip.
Oh, you need the dip.
The dip is
I've seen a fucking
essential.
Pizza media.
Right. Wait. I think I've seen that. I think I've had that.
There's
a specific place that does that.
We're going to think about it and we'll be right back after this break. Hey, y'all. It's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
Yeah, man. You got to try the fucking birria ramen at Tacos y Birria La Unica because it's popping because their broth is already like so good,
so
you know?
Good.
Here's what's fun is as I was asking Pat if he wanted to come on, we started just talking about our just love of different like weird fast food and shit.
Yes.
And you asked me if I had ever tried the McGangbang.
The McGangbang.
And I was like, no, I've always wanted to try. And I mistakenly brought up that there's a filet of fish involved.
Right.
And you were like, oh, that's not the McGangbang. Well, explain what the McGangbang is for those who don't know.
So the McGangbang is a mistake that started in college. It's basically you get, because when I was in college, McDoubles with Mac sauce was the shit.
Okay.
Like, adding yes. Big Mac sauce to McDoubles was like, and it was cheap, but mm-hmm. it was just a hack. So what people started doing is they started getting the McDouble with Mac sauce mm-hmm. and the McChicken. The McChicken already has like some pretty good sauce, so yeah. You can get Mac sauce if you want. But you basically take the little panty buns off, the bottoms. Take the bottom buns off and you smush them together. Mm-hmm. So now it's like bread, whatever's in the McDouble plus the Mac sauce, mm-hmm. McChicken, bread.
Yes.
And I kid you not, it sounds horrifying. I know what I sound like right now.
Not to me.
It's like when you explain the Luther burger.
What's that?
The Luther with the glazed donuts as buns.
Oh, okay.
When you explain that to people and people are just like, how are you alive?
Who's that? Who's that named after? Martin Luther King Jr.?
I know you're kidding.
I am.
Okay. I know you're kidding. Jesus Christ. It's Luther Vandross, by the way.
Okay.
Luther Vandross. He had a big point in his life. But it's so good. Like, I kid you not, I had the same reaction when I was told. And that first bite, everybody has the same expression. And it's just like, yo. And then you hate yourself.
Well, guess what? When we were talking about this, I knew there was something with a Filet-O-Fish involved. And right. I fuck with a Filet-O-Fish. We've discussed the Filet-O-Fish many times on this show because we love it so much.
Both of you guys?
Yes.
Okay.
We go hard for the Filet-O-Fish.
It's been a while.
Since you had one?
I used to like them a lot, though. But okay. Then I was just like, fast food fish? No.
But here's the thing. They're also like one of the, I feel like you gotta, as a lover of cafeteria food, I love fish sticks.
Do you?
I do. I fuck with fish sticks.
Fish sticks are pretty good.
I love me some fish sticks, dog.
It's been a while.
So it's like, for me, I realized that Filet-O-Fish just tastes like fish sticks.
They do.
Yeah.
But the frozen ones are like good fish sticks.
Same for me.
Do you
same,
like the frozen
same
ones?
Same difference for me.
Okay. I used to do frozen fish sticks a lot.
So what I Googled and found is the Land, Air, and Sea Burger, which is Big Mac, McChicken, Filet-O-Fish, right?
Shut up.
And check this out. It's on the McDonald's website, dog.
Oh, it's not on the menu, though?
It's not on the actual menu, but it says you can order it on the app. And I don't know if they'll make it for you, but like I think if I read this correctly, you can order the Land, Air, and Sea on the McDonald's app, and I think they'll throw it together for you. But we didn't do that.
But if you do it in person, they won't do it?
I don't think so. I didn't even try.
Okay.
There was already, the guy that took my order was a fan. He was talking my ear off. So I wasn't trying to do too much. So here's your Big Mac.
Okay, so this is some assembly required.
Some assembly required.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm hoping your hands are clean. It doesn't matter. would you like some fries as well?
Sure. McDonald's fries? Come on.
Oh, yes.
Got
you. Okay. So there's your Big Mac. There is your Filet-O-Fish.
I'm pretty sure the Land, Sea, and Air burger was constructed just like this before it was made official,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Someone was just like, yo, what if we just put everything together?
You know, and the other guy was like,
he's like, oh, yeah, all that's missing is McRib.
Oh, God. Can't do the McRib anymore.
What happened? What made you stop eating the McRib?
When I really analyzed the fact that it's like, wow, they molded the shape of bones in there, which is weird because we don't want a patty with bones in it, but they still did that. I was like, there's probably some human in there.
Here's what I feel. I don't even care.
You like the McRib?
I love
the really?
McRib. I thoroughly enjoy the McRib. I also defend the McRib.
It's like a hot dog.
It actually, that's completely accurate. I'm just going to comb my hair really quick because it's in my face.
That's a cool ass comb. What is that? I thought that was a weapon.
It's my wife's. I just grabbed it from a drawer before I left the house. Yeah.
Is the hook on top to hang it or is that a hairstyle thing?
To hang it. Oh, okay. No. And to do a little. No,
I'm it's the little swoop. The manager swoop.
Let me get a picture of this land, air, and sea real quick. Oh, but explain. Yes, you said McRib is like a hot dog. I think that's a really accurate description.
Yeah, I think that they just take the everything that people don't want about the pig, the teeth, the face.
The teeth.
The little, the foreskin. You know what it is? I think that the McRib is the little curly tail.
Oh.
It's just a bunch of curly tails mashed together.
There's a restaurant in Long Beach where you can order just pigtails prepared like ribs, like the little, yeah. Yeah.
Can we disrespect this animal anymore? What do you mean? What do you eat it like curly fries?
Kind of. They're just on the plate. Like, no, you eat it like it's a little fucking rib and you kind of just like pick at it, you know?
Oh, so you leave what the, is there a bone in tail?
I'm not sure. I don't remember. It's been a while since I had it, but.
She eat like oxtails?
Oh, I love oxtail.
So it's kind of like a skinny oxtail.
A skinny oxtail, I guess
it's
so.
The blackest reference I could have gone to.
Yeah.
But it's like.
It's a skinny, I guess it's a skinny curly oxtail.
That sounds really disturbing, actually.
Yeah, I mean, now that I'm saying it out loud, yeah. All right, so here we go. It's looking like they keep the middle bread of the Big Mac. I think that's on you if you want to do that or not. It's a lot of bread.
Right? A lot of carbs.
But they got, oh yeah. So they McChicken up top, Big Mac meat in the middle, Filet-O-Fish, Big Mac, and then they end it with the Big Mac, all right? So,
Big Mac is what, three patties?
Big Mac is three patties, way too many patties.
Let me just say how barbaric this is. We are.
I think, we're
stacking three dead animals. We have conquered everything.
Apologies once again to vegan Robin Couch, who is listening and watching.
It's okay. I mean, this sounds disgusting to me.
You said you're vegan?
Yeah.
I am.
Oh, yeah. This is a nightmare.
I mean, they eat a lot of meat on this show, and
we
consider myself a more relaxed vegan than the stereotype.
But this is six souls being consumed right now. You ever consider...
Fish don't have souls.
I'd be thinking about... What if, like, the stomach growl, like the...
Is the animal screaming out in pain?
Is the souls in your stomach?
Oh, God. You made that shit... No one's ever made it that real for me. I think about it like this.
It's a lot of animals.
I've said this multiple times. I feel like... The more souls I consume...
You say this a lot?
Yes. The more powerful it makes me as a person. It's like Shang Tsung. I'm like Shang Tsung. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm sucking the souls out. No pause. And
no pause. Play.
Play that
Fast
shit.
Fast forward.
This ain't a video game. It makes me more powerful, you know?
This is really crazy. So how are you doing yours?
I have McChicken up top. I'm actually going to take a picture of this because this is kind of like epic.
Did you replace the first patty?
Yeah, I just used the McChicken patty.
So like this?
Because it was like stuck to it already, you know what I'm saying?
Got it, okay.
And then I'm just going to...
And then you take the, you're putting the fish on the bottom?
Fish on the bottom, I put the fish on top of the bottom Big Mac meat.
So is chicken air? I just realized there's two land animals in this.
I think chicken is air.
Okay.
Even though chickens don't fly. Let me just get a picture and then, are you ready to go?
No. You can take whatever you need.
Okay.
Damn, I should have kept this bun because it's saucy.
Wow, I'm like actually kind of really excited about this.
This sandwich is really unsophisticated.
I hated
there
it.
There we go. I got a pun in there.
I hated it.
Unsophisticated.
I think she just did that because I couldn't think of one.
Yeah.
I specifically wanted to bring you down a couple pegs. You were flying a little too high.
Stunting on me. I just got the stunt.
Wow, this is crazy.
Boom.
All right, my guy. Are you ready for this?
No. This is wild.
Oh, man. I'm so excited that you're ready to, that you're down for this, dog.
This is probably the most barbaric thing I've did all year.
Wow.
You know, this is, It's kind of like a lion making a sandwich called like the black Mexican Asian.
What's the Asian? The filet fish?
No, just like
oh, just a
like three types of humans.
I got you. I got you.
All right, and also I don't know if I can bite this big. Pause.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's. I think you gotta just squish a bit.
This bite got two. All the lips coming out.
So I'm actually like wow. This is crazy.
I'm gonna take a picture too.
I'm not gonna lie. It doesn't look good.
So if you saw this on a Yelp, you would order this.
Oh wow!
If it wasn't your own doing.
Okay, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get a little thing for the just TikTok and Reels too. Wow, check it out, y'all. Land, Air, and Sea Burger. That's a McChicken, Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish. Wow, all the food groups. All the food groups is lit.
All right, I'm ready. You ready?
Let's get it. Whew, cheers.
Okay, cheers.
All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll tell you what.
Why do I taste each sandwich individually?
And it's not bad.
It's not.
You taste them all together. You taste them individually. They're coming together, and it's not wrong.
It hasn't. It's not wrong. But I still feel like, I don't know. It's like three people singing at once, and you can hear each person.
They're not necessarily harmonizing.
Yeah, not harmony. They're all singing the same note. Okay, but it sounds good.
I'm gonna take just another bite just to make sure, just to understand what I'm feeling here. Second bite was great. Well,
that was good.
You got tartar sauce on your nose.
It was a big bite. Is there any napkin?
Oh, yeah, my bad. Here you go, dog.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'm not going to finish that, but I'm not mad.
I'm considering it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm considering finishing. Just because it's like, and I, at this point, I'm almost thinking like maybe they have all three have similar sauces.
Yeah. Look, it's a similar vibe.
But they work.
Mm-hmm.
They work together. I feel like they're all just, they all have their own version of some type of mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have the McGangbang, you already know that the meat and the chicken work together. I like how there's like a McGangbang within this.
Yeah.
It's like a McGangbang plus, you know, plus one.
Yeah, land, air. I mean, if you really think about it, you're getting all the nutrients that you need.
No.
Breads. Lettuce. So much protein.
I don't think there's one nutrient. One nutrient in this sandwich. I'm gonna need more of this.
You need, I was just gonna say that.
I'm not mad at all. Like, if it wasn't so disrespectful to my body, I would probably kill this.
Well, that's what I'm saying too. I've actually been eating so healthy lately.
Please tell me about this.
My skin's been clearing up.
Okay.
I hired a fucking, so I'm off cheese. I've been off cheese. I've been trying to be off cheese for years.
What?
Yeah, it hurts.
What cheese do to you?
It hurts. It makes me break out.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not like a stomach thing?
No. Well, now, cheese used to, like dairy used to only make me gassy. I wouldn't like get the runs or anything like that. But after years of trying to avoid cheese.
Yeah.
Now having real cheese will kind of make me, shit, this doesn't hit my body right, right? But it's the only food that I actually avoid is cheese, which hurts my fucking soul, dog.
Did you take like a test or allergy test for this, or you just noticed?
It was just 1 year, I was going to a skin lady,
okay,
and I was trying so many things, right? And she was like, did you ever try just not eating cheese? I was like, oh, and it was the one thing that I was waiting for. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, you ever try that? I was like, fuck.
Did you low-key know? And then she just confirmed it.
And then I tried, and then for sure I felt like an automatic correlation. You know what I'm saying? Like once I stopped really eating cheese, because I used to eat a lot of cheese. That's the thing too. I used to eat a lot of cheese. Like casually just at the house eating fucking like cheese sticks and shit, you know? Like
cheese sticks? Like,
yeah.
Oh, like string cheese.
Not just string cheese, but they used to have just like wrapped up in a similar way, but it was just like little blocks of cheese that you could just
eat. Oh, the sharp cheddar?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would just be eating cheese. Dog, I loved it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And once I stopped eating cheese, like I used to get these very thick, like on jawline, like pimples, like huge ones, like not even the kind you can pop. They would just like
only on the jaw.
Yeah, they would pop up like all right here. On
Why
my
was
jaw.
Cheese attacking your jaw like
it's,
that?
It's fucked up, man. So I finally just had to stop eating cheese, and it cleared me up. So I've been off cheese. My skin's clearing up. I hired a trainer. And, like, after I get, like, a good workout, I'll be like, yo, I'm about to eat right. You know what I'm saying? So
that's the best part about working out is it, like, it makes your brain go, like, all right, good decisions, because I did not just do all that shit for nothing.
I know, exactly. And I've been doing so good, like, for the past, like, week and a half until today. But
yeah, this your body's like the fuck, man.
Oh, it's gonna be so mad. I'll probably break out in like 10 minutes.
Like yo, 0 to 100.
Well, I'm gonna go detox and we'll be right back. Yeah, so I've been. And my body kind of takes well to working out. I just don't do it enough. You know what I'm saying? So been trying to get right, especially now, like, with the child and another child coming. Like,
congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Do you know the gender yet?
No, we're going to wait.
Okay.
We waited for the first one, too. So.
Okay, so no crazy gender reveal video?
I'm going to do, like, a fake one. I wanted to do that with the first baby, but I didn't have enough time. But I want to do, like, a fake out, like, make people think it's a gender reveal video.
Uh-huh.
And either do... Here's what I've always wanted to do, and I've talked about this before, where we pop the whatever you expect it to be either pink or blue, and then it's green. And everyone's like, what the fuck does that mean? And then an alien bursts out of the pregnant belly and starts killing people at the gender reveal.
That's so close to the... I don't want any kids, but I thought that almost the same thing, but with demons, and it would be black.
Yeah.
And the Antichrist pops up, and the lights go out, and all everyone's right. similar yeah. minds.
Tight. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to us.
Ruining baby showers.
But yeah, man, so, you know, trying to get right for these babies, trying to get my fucking endurance back, because, like, now that she's almost two, her energy is crazy. She's running around everywhere, and I'm like... I'm exhausted, so.
I hear terrible twos is like a thing.
It's a thing, and it starts way before two.
Oh, so they just said two because it rhymes.
It like kind of rounds, yeah, terrible twos, the alliteration.
Terrible ones.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Terrible.
It's just terrible. Energy's crazy, she started getting a little attitude, she's throwing little tantrums here and there, you know, and I don't really know what to do about the tantrums, because like, and I talked about this with David, but it's like, what do you do? The baby doesn't understand. You can't be like, hey, this is inappropriate. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just don't know what to do. She wants to fucking run amok. And I can't, you know, I'm not going to, like, be physical with her. You know, I'm like, and so I just, you kind of just have to kind of let them calm down somehow.
Yeah.
And as a new parent, you know what I'm saying, I'm still trying to figure it out. You feel me? But, you know, it's fun.
Do you think new parents work out so that they can literally keep up cardio-wise with their kids, or to mentally deal with the patients and the, or both?
It's physical for
so
me.
So it is like some moments where you're just like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Literally, because like mentally, I feel great. I can play all day.
Okay.
Like, for me, and also like, you know how they say the funniest people are some of the saddest people?
Yeah.
Because they're always trying to make other people laugh.
Right.
That's not me. I'm happy as shit.
It's so funny that you... I was like, really? I'm funny because I'm happy.
Yeah. That is not accurate for me. I'm a happy ass dude, all right?
Great.
And so I love playing with my child.
Yeah.
But, oh, man, just like, you know, I'd be tired, bro. Like, even yesterday, it was me and Veda for the first time in a while because, like... Like Chia was getting her hair done, so she and you know, and it's like an all day thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
I told this Asian mom, I took Veda's little gym. I'm like, yeah. She's like, where's mom today? I'm like, oh, mom's getting her hair done, so she's gonna be gone all day. And Asian mom was kind of confused. I'm like,
it's wash day.
There's a lot going on. I don't want to get into it, but it's a lot she has to do, right? So I was with Veda all day, and I felt like by like 3 or 4, we were mutually just over each other.
Really?
Like
3 or 4?
Yeah, bro. I mean, this was the day beginning at like 6, 7 a.m. Okay. Know? And so by 3, and this is, I'd already taken her to the gym. I'd taken her to like for a walk, and I thought she was gonna be tired by now, but she was like kind of like getting real antsy, and I'm like, I knew she was, and I was trying to play, but I felt like she was looking at me and was like, I'm over it, man.
I didn't know that could happen with kids.
Yeah, I didn't either.
She's just like,
she just seemed bored with me.
Where's mom?
Where's mom? And she can verbalize that now.
She
like,
said that?
Not senses, but like she'll be sitting there and she'll go, Mama? Mama? And look around. And I'm like, I just have to, oh, well, look.
Do you turn it up a little bit and try to be more fun?
I was telling the homie the other day that like, I've never had to deal with rejection so much, as much as being a father. Cause people are like, she's a little daddy's girl. I'm like, no, she's a mama's girl. And I hate it. It hurts my feelings.
Dang.
Because, like, she is definitely more for her mom. You know what I'm saying? So she'll be, like, you know, always calling for, like, look, she'll get excited when I walk in the door after a long day. She'll give me a little smile. But when Chia comes in, bro, she, like, perks up, runs
through
the door.
You be low-key hating?
Yes.
I'll be here all day.
Yeah. I had to learn. So I started realizing why girls play games to get their dudes to pay more attention because... when I was feeling neglected or whatever, randomly Chia was like, hey, why don't you like fake cry real quick, see what Veda does, right? Pretend like you're sad. And I was like, okay, cool. So I was in the corner and I was like, oh my God, Veda. Pretending I was sad and shit. She stopped, looked at me, came over and gave me a big ass hug, laid on me. And I was like, oh, this is nice.
It's you.
I was like, I see why girls are.
Why they do that.
I see why they fake the tears. I see why they're manipulative, because this is nice.
I've never heard that perspective switch. That's so weird.
Yeah, bro. I was like, is this why they fake the tears? Oh, I get it.
Damn, there's a lot you could extract from that. There's a lot of lessons in that.
Yeah, like let's ignore my insecurity. and need for love, all right? And validation.
I don't know if I could risk doing that and them not coming over if you started fake crying and they're just like, daddy will figure it out.
There's this fucking parent challenge where you both parents run opposite ways and see which way the kid runs.
I wouldn't even set myself up for that.
Exactly.
You didn't do it?
No.
You feel that shit every day, Tim.
Exactly. I don't need a challenge. I showed it to Chia. We laughed. She was like, yeah, we should do that. I was like, yeah. But no.
I don't want to know.
Nah. I don't want to know because I already know.
Even if you don't know. Because, like, I know parents are so sick of hearing this, but
right. Closest
thing I got is my dogs, okay? it's not that close, but it's close enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like between my dad and my brother, I don't want to know.
Mm.
I don't want to know which way they would run because I'm going to start looking at them weird.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I play with them, I'm going to be like, you'd rather be with my brother, huh?
You got older brother or younger brother?
I'm the youngest. So I got older brother, older sister.
Let me ask you this because I'm an only child, right?
Okay.
And Chia wants to have a handful of kids.
Mm-hmm. What's a handful?
She wants like 4.
Oh, wow. How many do you want?
Look, I'm an only child. I told you, I'm like, I'm cool if we just want to chill with Veda. But if you want more, fuck it, let's have more, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So, but I don't have a sibling experience.
Yeah.
And I've heard negative and I've heard positive.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm like, I loved my only child experience. I wasn't one of those like lonely only kids. Like,
right.
I loved my experience growing up. But I don't know how to navigate sibling experience.
Right? Yeah.
So for you, did you enjoy having siblings? Or were you one of those where, like, y'all hate each other until you were grown?
Absolutely liked having siblings. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, I think that having a sibling in the house is, it works in similar ways to going to public school. It's kind of like a little simulated real life. So it's like, you go to public school, you're gonna see a lot of fights. You might get into fights, you know, girls, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of that is basically a simulation of how it is out there, but more controlled.
Mm.
So I feel like it's kind of the same with
having just more people in the house your age, you know what I mean? You're gonna learn more social skills, you're gonna fight more.
Mm.
But yeah, I think that it really comes down to age gaps, because I think once the age gap is too big, that relationship is either just like, that's my little brother, I'm his protector, or it's like, yeah, that's my little brother, I pick on him, you know?
Yeah, it's not necessarily like a bond, right.
Yeah,
right.
Like my brother is only a year and a half older than me.
Okay.
So like, I've noticed that a lot of kids that have no siblings are very creative and very outspoken and very bold, because they might have to like entertain the whole party or the whole, you know, like all the adults that are there. But I've also noticed that parents, now that I have a lot of friends that have kids, parents that only have one kid is like, they have to be their kid's homie. They have to like always be playing with them and stuff like that. Whereas like my parents were there all the time, but like me and my brother had adventures and stuff.
They just let y'all go.
Yeah, you could basically having two kids, especially of the same age, rage, and gender, they'll be playing, entertaining each other, and you don't have so much effort or pressure on you. So from a parenting point of view, I would be like, hell yeah. You know what I mean? Like, have them be able to play with each other. But from having brothers and sisters, absolutely.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if she already wants four, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know how people do, like, you know, I just talked to somebody who had, like, an 11-year-old, a 20-year-old, a 29-year-old.
Right. 18,
you know what I mean? That's really spaced out.
Yeah.
And that overlaps to the point where it's like, you got to redo the toddler thing. God. You got to redo the teenage thing.
Yeah.
As opposed to dealing with it all at once.
I'm glad Chia wants to just like bust them all out, because like, I mean, not going to lie, a part of me is like, damn, this has just started getting really fun and now you want to do the babysit all over again. But then, you know, I look at the future and there will be that time when, like, let's say everyone's finally like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and we can actually go on a vacation, go somewhere. Because, dog, I was supposed to go to Tokyo right before the pandemic hit. And I was so hyped. I'm like, I'm going to Japan. It's been on my list. We're going. Mm-hmm. And then fucking pandemic happened. I couldn't do it. So we were like, fuck it, let's start having kids, right? but now, I'm not going to be able to go to Tokyo for like so long,
really?
You know?
What if it's like a group thing?
A group thing, but at the same time, like, traveling with babies is a bitch. So I gotta wait until they at least all know how to like wipe their own asses. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And
right.
It's like, and I'd like for them to kind of be old enough to really take on the full, like, hey, this is a thing I'm remembering. You know what I'm saying? So that's gonna be like, I don't know, 4, 5.
Why not just leave your family?
There's also that.
Why not go on the run?
Look, give me a reason.
Super Nintendo World.
Oh.
That's where I'm going next year.
Man.
When you first said it, I was like, oh, that's perfect that you didn't go then, because now Super Nintendo World is happening.
That too.
That just opened. Yeah, but it's coming out here, so you're good.
Oh, all right. You know what I would like to... Okay, now this is kind of like... What's the weirdest thing you've eaten before I get into this? Because I'm about to...
Speaking of which, I brought a charcuterie board.
You brought a charcuterie board!
It's one of those ghetto ones, but it's still... I like those.
I love a good charcuterie board, dog.
After the land, sea, and air, I feel like my stomach needs something more sophisticated. Yep, I got one in there.
Hell yeah.
I kind of stole hers, though. It's the same one she used.
Amazing.
Oh, also, sea salt and vinegar chips. Probably the best.
My fucking guy.
Yeah, that's your shit?
Salt and vinegar chips are literally my favorite flavor of chips.
Hell yes! Do you do Lay's or Kettle? Because those are my top two.
I'm a Lay's man.
Okay. Both very, very good. I got Lay's at the crib.
Oh, I have an empty bag at the crib. So what would you say is your weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
I've eaten alligator jerky before.
Mm.
Terrible.
Mm.
For a long time, swordfish was the weirdest thing. But as I grew up, I feel like that's more normal. Like a swordfish steak.
You gotta have some alligator that's not jerky, that's straight up alligator, like grilled in a thing. Cause that's just...
You great. Like it?
Yeah. Have you had it?
I was invited to a mukbang.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blanking on her name. It's an influencer who's really, really popular for mukbangs. Mm. And what she does a barbecued gator with the face still on it,
mm-hmm.
and the rest is wrapped in bacon.
Mm.
You've ever seen those?
Mm-mm.
The face still on it is kind of crazy.
Well, bro, crazy thing about gator is the different body parts taste like different meat. The tail tastes like steak to me.
Okay.
Like beef. And then the arms areas taste chickeny to me. And then like wings.
Really?
Yeah. And then the rest of it has kind of a weird fish steak. Like you're like, is this fish? Is this? I'm not sure what this is.
And that's the body?
Yeah. Yeah.
Arms chicken.
Arms chicken, tail steak. Tail beefish, yeah. And then the body's kind of like
fishy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's interesting. It's like a land, air, and sea.
Holy shit. that just sounded written. That was great.
That was fantastic. I ask you all that to say there's a place in Japan that my homies stumbled onto. Okay. They didn't even know this is what it was when they went in. They just said it smelled good, so they went in. And as they're looking at the walls, they're like, wow, this beef they're cooking up looks funny. Like the layout of what they have on the walls is weird. And then they realized, oh, this isn't beef. This is horse meat. And yeah. And I think you can get it cooked and you can get it as like sashimi, like a fucking like a
raw horse?
Like a tartar like
oh, no.
horse situation.
You like beef tartare?
I fuck with some tartare if it's on the menu. Yeah.
That's I was actually at a place yesterday that had that on the menu, and that's the thing where the dude in the tuxedo comes and grinds it out and it looks like raw meat, right?
Tartare is raw, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Can you do it?
No. Sashimi, I feel like it's been around long enough. I don't know enough about tartare, and just because you got a tuxedo on doesn't mean it's high end.
So speaking of, here's what's interesting about raw beef, right? You think about consuming raw beef. Oh. You got it. When you think about consuming raw beef, right, you think tartare, you think bougie shit, right? But my wife, who's half Eritrean.
Really? Yeah. I know that.
Yeah. She is half Eritrean. Yeah. Uh-huh. Her dad and her aunt put me on to, you've had injera?
Which one is that?
Injera is like, Eritrean, Ethiopian, like East African shit where they like, they lay out, injera is like the flat bread. It's kind of squishy bread. Yep. Squishy bread, okay. Yeah.
And what's it called again?
Injera.
Injera.
And then they'll scoop all the like vegetables and meat and stuff in the middle.
Delicious.
Right? So bomb, right? So one thing they'll do is this thing called kitfu, right? Where it, let me see if it's kitfu or kitfo. Let me make sure I'm saying that right. Where it's ground raw beef.
Okay.
And they'll eat it the same way with the injera. Kitfo. Kitfo. And it's raw beef, seasoned, and I don't know how they prepare it, but it's good to consume.
And you've had it.
And I've had it. I liked it.
Well, was it like that mushy ground beef?
It's mushy, yeah.
Okay.
It's like raw beef, you know? It's ground raw beef.
So how would you describe it to someone who has, that's not even like in their culture at all?
I mean, it's mushy. And it's, but you know, I think it gets good when, if you can enjoy the, like the beefy kind of fattiness with like the spices and the injera together.
Okay.
You know, I can't eat a lot of it, you feel me? Like I went, at one time I was at a, like a funeral and, or not a funeral, but like it was like kind of the
funeral food?
It was like, you know how sometimes for funerals they'll prepare special things? Because like all the family's there, blah, right. blah, blah. So I was at this like family thing before a funeral. And once the aunties heard that I liked the kitfo, they scooped so much onto my plate. And I'm like,
uh-oh.
I'm like, oh my God, I can't eat all this. I felt so bad because I kind of like, I had like some of it. And then I kind of had just like, you know, when you turn the plate over and put it in the trash can, I felt so bad.
Top five most awkward moments is somebody watching you expecting you to eat something.
Oh my God. I just had to try and sneak away and like just it's like.
Because it's so offensive to not eat somebody's food, but it's also like if you don't like it, you can't keep putting it into your body. So it's like the one thing you can't fake.
In my head, I'm like, I fuck with this raw beef, but I'm not about to eat a whole plate of raw beef. You know right. what I'm saying?
So that was what when you said they were scooping, it was just straight up the raw beef and all you were doing would be sponging it.
Yeah.
Even if that was cooked beef, I feel like you shouldn't just be eating that much.
It's a lot. Meat. Here, look. Oh, let me show you. Oh, here's a good picture. So you see, they got the raw beef, and then they got the shit. Like they got other like spices and seasonings.
Oh, so they seasoned the hell out of it.
Oh, it's super seasoned.
I was still picturing the Ralph's pink.
No, it's so seasoned.
I probably ate this and didn't even know. I went. The only Eritrean restaurant I've ever been to, it was in Little Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. I just pointed.
Yeah.
Sometimes people know where they're at, but I don't know that stuff. But I went on a date in Little Ethiopia years ago, and I was just getting plates of those things, and I guess the whole platter is on that bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's vegetarian ones, but there was a couple of meat ones, but they're so seasoned. Mm. I assumed. I didn't even think to ask, like, is this cooked? You know, but it looked like, right.
Yeah.
But I know that nothing was disgusting. So if I did eat it, I liked
everything's
it.
Fire, bro. Like, oh, there's also a restaurant out here called Lalibela's, an Ethiopian spot where they do a kitfo sandwich. And it's like the raw beef, but just in bread.
So it probably tastes like a pulled pork sandwich because of that mushiness.
Similar, yeah.
Like a manwich.
Yeah. That's accurate. I think so.
I'm actually an aspiring. I've always been a foodie, but I'm like an aspiring on camera foodie.
Okay.
You know, I told you I had the food podcast.
Yes.
It never came out, and I have a couple food shows on All Def. How much do you travel to eat as opposed to just trying things locally? Because it seems like you actually go to like other countries and stuff.
I mean, you mean for content or for life?
Both.
I have a folder of like screenshotted places all over that I want to try. You know, when me and David were doing Send Foods and we sold it to Thrillist, it was a blessing to be able to take it all over the country. You know what I'm saying?
How many places do you guys go?
Man, we probably went to damn near any state that had a food festival,
okay,
we were there, you know?
How many episodes? Was it a couple seasons?
Shit, yeah, a couple seasons. Nice. We were shooting that show for two, maybe almost 3 years.
That's the dream.
Oh, it was totally the dream, you know?
Fire.
And it was initially why I fucking started doing it. I did that shit out of my pocket just shooting in L.A. and San Diego.
Until, you only did two episodes before you sold it?
We did like a handful of episodes. Anything that was in L.A., Long Beach, San Diego, any food festival I could find that was in driving range, mm-hmm. we would go. And then when it got acquired and then we were taking it everywhere, it was like, oh, this is great. Cause we were like getting paid to eat, get drunk, and you know, we're getting money on top of it.
Right.
So I think the farthest we went was like Hawaii, you know what I'm saying? Which was beautiful. And I was trying to do like a Toronto festival, but for whatever reason they couldn't, you know, they didn't have enough. I don't know, we couldn't go to Canada for whatever reason, right? But yeah, I got a bunch of restaurants in my like folder like I want to eat here.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a little tricky when, you know, you're paying for your own content. You can't really travel as much.
Right.
But, you know,
you can write it off.
You can write it off. You can write it off. I'm you know, hey, like I might start, you know, using like my little random HelloFresh brand deals to be like, let me just use this to pay for a trip to fucking wherever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I'm figuring it out. But man, the food space is kind of crazy. It opened up a lot of doors for me. You know what I'm saying? Once I pivoted from only making dick jokes to making dick jokes and talking about food, opened up a lot of doors, you know?
It's so cool how positioning works, you know? Mm-hmm. All you got to do is just like be like, I'm in this sector now. And now it's just like, oh.
Yeah. Because even even trying to find people for to fill in today, right?
Yeah.
I was scrolling through my timeline and I'm like, first of all, I'm trying to find guests for No Chaser. Or I'm just trying to find anybody who I think might be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, but for this, I'm like, who's funny, but also I can talk to about food.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not a lot of people.
Yeah, that's so weird. Yeah, we're talking about how some people just don't really fuck with food like that.
Yeah, some people are like, yeah, cool. Yeah, it's food. Food is food. Like, what do you mean?
Food is everything. No, I'm definitely an aspiring foodie too. So I think that the box I need to get out of was one that you mentioned earlier, which is like when you said, have you ever ventured into the other parts of the food truck, like lengua and stuff like that? It's like, no, I'm very comfortable in this area, but I just want to experience that everywhere. Mm. But at some point,
You gotta do it.
I gotta get out of there.
That's why it was good for me, because, you know, I used to, even before I started doing the food shit, I like to go to restaurants, and if they had weird shit on the menu, I'd be like, give me your weirdest shit. You know what I'm saying? Quote unquote weird.
So you don't have like a mental block in terms of what you're eating?
No. Because for me, I liked, part of it is also like, I like to be able to brag and say, yeah, I ate this and you couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. So then by that means there is some type of struggle in you eating it.
I mean, yeah. Like, I wouldn't say it's a struggle, but I think it's an understanding that it is a struggle for some people.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So there's really no, like, ill, this is this thing, or like, this is a tongue, or this is a thing.
Like,
for you.
When it gets to, like, I don't know, testicles and stuff, yeah, there's a little apprehension there.
Dick stuff, yeah, for sure.
Dicks and balls and.
It's
and
like there's semen in there.
Yeah, like, this was a dick, you know? This used to be a dick. I mean, it still is a dick. It's just, it's chopped it's and, just and.
Pureed.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just seasoned.
So, yeah, just a seasoned dick, you know?
Most dicks are not seasoned.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm married now, so mine isn't seasoned anymore. But like, but you know, there's always a little apprehension for the for that type of shit.
Yeah.
But nah, for everything else, like weird body parts and stuff, not really.
Interesting.
You know?
Even weird animals, all that stuff.
Nah, like I said, man, I feel like if I can eat weirder animals, here was my theory, right? Here was my old theory I always used to say. If everyone's eating, like you said, the basic three or four, mm-hmm. chicken, fish, beef, pork, I feel like we're all getting the life energy from those animals, right?
Mm.
So if I'm getting a weirder, different energy from these different animals that other people aren't eating, I'm becoming a more powerful
So you're
person.
Saying that you're in a room full of people with chicken energy.
Yes.
Got quail.
In my veins, I got quail and frog and fucking.
You got puffer fish.
Oh, puffer fish.
People are like, there's something about this guy. I can't put my finger
and
on
someone
it.
Someone walks in and he's like, this man got that puffer fish energy.
How do you know? Because I also ate a puffer fish.
Yeah. This guy's like, I'm about to die.
That's awesome. I wish I had that. Well, definitely wish I had that.
Well, I feel like baby steps. Next time you go to Taco Truck, try either the lengua or the cabeza is fire.
That's
too.
Face, right?
It's like right here of the cow. It's like
who thought to eat that?
It's the cow's. It's the cow's oily T zone. You know what I'm saying? Forehead
wow.
and the right here.
Niggas eating nose bridge,
but it's so tender.
Is it?
It's bomb.
Forehead?
Yes.
I will never look at a cow the same in the face. Because I always thought like, all right, milk and the meat is somewhere in this part.
Yeah.
But they're eating the cow face.
Yeah, bro.
That's wild.
I have a funny story real quick before we close it out. When I was with my ex, who's Mexican and Spanish, I had a flyer for a new taco truck. And
why? Were you on the street team?
Someone had given me a flyer.
Okay, as a consumer. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't passing them out.
Okay. I was like, oh, that's why you're a foodie.
So it had all the Spanish
Whoa.
Versions. Oh, you got the super cracker.
The non-perforated.
Cool. One of the ingredients was labios. Which
what
was
is that?
Lips. So it's cow
what lips?
It's lip tacos.
Shut up.
Cow
they
lips,
eating the lips?
Apparently, right?
They're just putting everything in the taco.
So yeah, I know. What and they, also there's a spot downtown at the Grand Central Market where they serve all type dog, like every bit of the fucking animals you can think of, they're serving in tacos.
What's the weirdest?
It's called Morelia tacos or some shit. It's probably like, you know, lips and ears and snouts and tails.
Ear
and
tacos?
All types of shit. So anyways,
I texted
my girl at the time, I'm like, yo, what does labios mean? And she's like, lips, period. Why? Who's asking? I was like, it's a taco truck.
She thought she was getting hit on by a Latina?
Yes. She was like, oh, LOL. All right, cool.
My first thought would have been labia.
Labias. Lips.
Are you sure they met lips?
No, they did. But like, I never made that correlation until right now.
You might have ate...
Pussy
taco,
cow
yeah.
Pussy lips. Wow.
You made a cow pussy taco.
Damn, bomb. All right, y'all, what's it? Thank you for watching another episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. Shout out to my guy, Patrick Cloud, for pulling up, filling in for David Soul, man. I appreciate you so much, man, and thank you for trying weird shit with me today.
This was great.
It actually genuinely was. Yo,
check that off the list.
Do it. Y'all should do it, and let me know. Tag me if you do it. Thank you for watching. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, all that bullshit. And see you next time. Maybe David will be back. Maybe not. Bye.
Behind the Foods.